Because I would say 95% of people on LinkedIn are fighting to get where they want to be.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be inspired. There's not many successful business people who have made it on LinkedIn, which are still chasing the dream.
True.
You know, they have a presence there, but you know, if I go on LinkedIn, I will be approached by fucking 50 people a day trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
It's everyone's a middleman. Everyone's trying to sell. So everyone would love to have the gold, to have a nice watch, to have a nice car. You know, so Amari cars and probably Tom Hartley cars. They're all on LinkedIn.
Romans International.
Romans. They put one post on about a Lambo. It's got like 3,000 likes. Because everyone's dreaming about that bloody Lamborghini. And they do the same with watches.
Definitely, yeah. Had a few, 4 or 5 today through LinkedIn messages. Hopefully get them converted today.
Beautiful. And so did you put an advert out there or just, what did you do?
I post 3 to 5 pictures.
Yeah.
Videos of watch today.
Yeah.
With detail, price, availability, and delivery time. Price.
So what was the ad you put out? Was it a picture of a watch to say that this is what I've got, this is what the sale price is?
Or? This one was a video of the new Sea Dweller.
The new Sea Dweller, yeah.
It's the first one back to bimetal, yellow, gold, and
silver. Yeah.
And took off.
It took off.
I think the market price at the moment is about £14,500,
mm-hmm.
Reasonable.
So that's what you can buy it for?
That's the market price.
That's the market price.
Yeah.
What about Omegas? Because they're good sellers, aren't they? Because they're very affordable, but trouble is they lose money like they're going out of fashion, don't they?
Yeah, it depends. There's one just been released, the Speedmaster Moonwatch.
Yeah.
But limited edition. That's premium now.
Yeah.
But on a whole, they don't...
I like Planet Ocean Chrono.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Do you like the Planet Ocean Chrono? They're a huge watch. It's like about 45 mil or something, isn't it?
Yeah, you can get them in 3 different sizes, 42, 44, 46.
Yeah, lovely watch. Very well made. Yeah. But if you're going to buy one for probably 5, 6K.
Yeah, that's the retail price, I think, yeah.
It's gonna be worth 3.5 next year.
Yeah. Well, not the story of Rolex.
Exactly. So what you got on there? What's that?
Yachtmaster 40 steel and platinum dial with the sunburst blue dial.
It's a nice dial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. I personally think it's the best looking steel watch.
That's a lovely blue face, yeah.
Yeah. Smart, easy clean, but it comes complete with box and papers. I think it's probably going to be the next one to fly.
How much is this one?
Retails.
I'm dropping.
Retails at 9,100.
Yeah.
Market is, you can pick them up for 8.5.
Yeah.
But you can't get them in London. Bond Street, they don't have any.
Really?
No.
It's a lovely boudoir.
I don't know, but NatWest getting money out of it.
So what's, so you're over here, you're going to be hitting the marketing and PR and branding hard. You're going to, obviously what you want to do, what I want to see you do is start sort of selling these watches to a couple of celebrities.
Definitely,
and that's where you can really use their marketing and brand awareness to get you noticed more.
Yeah, that's the plan. Trying to break into the football.
Yeah.
Now supplied some of you guys on the European tour.
Yeah.
Footballers probably got a great following of the top end players. I know a couple of football agents, so
get into them. I'll introduce you to a guy. He owns a restaurant down there, about not even a mile away. It's called Gola.
Yeah.
His name's Aaron. And in there, he gets all the footballers.
Yeah.
all the Chelsea footballers, or anyone who's Italian and they play football and they're celebrity, they all go in there. Amazing.
Nice spot.
You should get in there.
Definitely.
Beautiful food.
What time is it open today?
What are you treating us?
Could do.
We're going. That's all right. No, I think he's in Italy at the moment. He's all right. Yeah. So what are you over? What are you doing today anyway?
Back to branding this afternoon.
Yeah.
Sourcing a few watches.
Yeah.
And maybe buying some.
Yeah. So you can buy another one, right?
No, I might for a few more.
You might for a few more?
Well, I haven't got any in a minute. So
well, there you go. What can you sell him today? What have you got?
Got a package deal.
I like package deals.
There's 5 watches. It works out $91,000.
Too much.
If it was like a $9,000 package deal.
I would
so what's in the pack? What's in the package?
There's a Daytona.
Yeah.
Rose gold. Datejust 28mm, steel, yellow gold. I think it's got diamonds in the dial.
Yeah.
Explorer 2. Yachtmaster 2. One more. I can't remember.
So if you're buying it for 90k, if you broke it all up, what would it be worth?
A lot.
What do you mean a lot?
You've got the Daytona, we retails at 27.
Yeah.
Yachtmaster 2 bimetal is
16.
23.
What, a brand new then, are they?
Brand new.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, brand new, okay.
Explorer is 6.3. The Datejust, it's got diamonds, I can't remember the retail price. I need to find out what the last one is. I forgot what the last one is. But
what, are they UK based watches, are they?
They're in Switzerland. Right?
Switzerland.
Geneva. So I'll have to pick them up and then bring them back.
Yeah.
Is this one, is this for sale?
Unfortunately not.
Make an offer you can't refuse.
And get you another one.
I can actually see some love in your eyes for that watch.
I like that one, I like that one.
And get you another one. But no, this one, at the moment, it's not for sale. But at the right price, it can always be for sale.
That's what I'm thinking. Just give me a plot, have a price.
It's only a watch.
Yeah, but
there's always
it's not your missus.
No. This one, it's not for sale yet. I'll get you another. If you like it, I'll get you another one.
Okay.
Not for sale yet.
Well, chaps.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Certainly, it's always a pleasure.
And we'll see you again soon.
Definitely. Thanks. Nice to meet you.
You soon.
And get out of work.